Welcome to Camera Dojo, the official podcast of CameraDojo.com. This week brought to you by Lens Babies. If you want that extra romantic or dramatic feel to your images, nothing beats a Lens Babies lens. Go to LensBabies.com. We're back. This is Carrie Garrison. I'm with L7 Studios.
And this is David Esquire with EsquirePhotography.com.
And today we're going to talk about a couple interesting things. Last week was a lot of news and some of the new articles that we've got. But this week we got in, or you got in, I haven't got one yet, the new sample kit from Graphis Studio.
Yes.
Now, in the past, these things, the phrase I think I'm looking for was stupid expensive.
Yeah, that would be a good way to put it.
And now we're looking at the books. The quality is phenomenal.
It's amazing.
I mean, this stuff is just rocking.
I'm beside myself in terms of the quality.
I'm holding this one book that they have, which is, you know, you get the same thing from them. It's one of the books that they have. But in the sample kit, it actually has, like, things about their layouts, things about, you know, how their process works. It's kind of like their manual, so to speak. But it's in one of their books. And this thing it's stunning.
It is.
It's absolutely a gorgeous book.
I was really impressed with it. The fact that they even made a book of just their information on the albums. And like you're saying, just the process, how it's all put together, the techniques that they use, the different sizes, the bindings, the layouts, the paper that they use. They have metallic paper, which is absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, man.
Love the metallic paper.
Nice. And so they sent two sample books.
Yeah.
One, what size is this?
That's a 4x5 parent book.
4x5. Yeah. This thing is really nice. I mean, again, the quality is superb. It's kind of, the paper feels like basically a cardstock.
Yeah, the paper on that particular book is similar to the Cornerstone albums that I get, the fine art albums, where it's, you know, it's not magazine paper, which is thick, but it's not quite those thick, chemically treated and sprayed on pages that you'd get in like more of the traditional digital albums that are out right now.
Yeah, it feels like I could probably rip one of these, but it's very solid in your hand as you flip through the pages.
Totally, and if one of the pages do become ripped or separated from the book, all of their albums have a lifetime guarantee.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're the oldest company in the industry, and they currently are adding, I believe it's like 1,400 photographers a week to their entire database of people that are ordering albums from them. They are the creme de la creme of the album industry.
Yeah, this thing's really nice. It has a, what do they call this?
An album jacket.
Linen?
It's got a linen cover, a linen finish on the album itself.
And then the wrap is actually printed on photo paper.
Yeah, on actual Kodak Endura photo paper.
So
it's beautiful.
It is absolutely gorgeous, which is kind of a metallic finish on this thing. It's just beautiful. And then the big sample book,
my baby,
is
here. Let's make the sound. Here it is.
They sent it in a briefcase of its own.
A beautiful leather
and
briefcase.
It's the size of the briefcase. This thing is, what size is this album?
This is the 12x16.
This thing
the wedding album.
Absolutely cool. It has plexiglass on both sides, so you could have a front and back cover.
Yeah.
And that'll last forever.
A leather spine.
Yeah, the leather spine is phenomenal. Now, what's interesting about this sample book, it actually is printed with multiple types of paper.
Yeah.
So you can see the metallic paper,
The metallic is in here, the reportage layout is in here on a softer paper. There's also...
Oh, that textured paper was really cool, too.
The textured paper, it feels like linen. This is nice. And it's a flush mount. There's no seam on the pages. It goes all the way across. So the page goes from one side to the other. It's, in my opinion, this is the best out there in the industry.
So what size is this?
This is a 12x16. It's
so
huge.
So if you open it all the way up...
It's 24x30? Something like that. It's enormous. Or 12x18. It's just an absolutely huge book.
Now, what's nice is that they listened to the photographers.
Yes.
And these things are actually now affordable.
Yeah, they totally are. I was really impressed because over the years, these particular albums were just the cost is, in my opinion, which is completely crazy in terms of just offering an album that you're going to have to turn around and charge a couple $1,000s. Of course, we don't mind making that kind of money, but
not everyone can afford to spend it.
Exactly. And that's, you know, another reason why we haven't, you know, even moved a Leather Craftsman album in 3 years.
I mean, if the cost of goods for your album is $1,000, you've got to charge $1,500, $1,700 for that book.
Yeah.
That makes it, you know, close to $2,000. But when your book has a cost of goods of $250 to $300...
starting.
You know, now you can move that book for $500, make a decent profit on it, and the client gets something that is just gorgeous.
It's truly amazing. I was thoroughly impressed. This particular album is just amazing. We've been offering the Pictage albums for quite a while, and we've even talked about them a couple of weeks ago, but we wanted to add something else that was just totally different and still had the quality, still had the company integrity there, and this particular, you know, manufacturer, Graphis Studio, met my needs.
Well, I don't think they met the needs. I think they exceeded them.
Yes. Yeah, no, that's very well put. They really exceeded, you know, my needs and my wishes. When I opened up my package yesterday, I was just beside myself. And not only that, but the prices are spot on in terms of I can actually offer this particular album line, and it's not much more than what I'm already spending with Cornerstone. It's not much more than what I'm already spending with Pictage. And what's even more amazing, I mean, it's like, and you get a free set of steak knives. They really, really want you to work with them, and they really want to develop a partnership with you.
Oh, you're going to talk about their sample kit.
Yeah, their sample kit. Okay, now all of this I got in the mail. It came in a brief, or not in the mail, but in FedEx. It came in a briefcase. I've got the entire manual. I've got a 4x5. I've got this beautiful plexiglass covered and leather spine wedding album. And then they also included a promo where I can have my pictures. Because right now it's their pictures. Well, actually, it's Joe Buzink and Bambi Cantrell and a lot of other people.
Not that they aren't good.
They're beautiful, but they're just not mine. And they included a little flyer inside saying that I could have my sample images in this particular sample kit, and it's valued at like $600, and they're offering it to me for $199.
That's just unreal.
That is incredible to be able to say, here's my work, my beautiful pictures, all the weddings and engagement shoots, the pieces that we did in London, the pieces that we just recently did down in Laguna, and $199. And you get, in this particular sample kit, it comes with one 9.5 by 13, 50-page book. Maybe that's the size. It just looks so much bigger.
Yeah.
I think it's because of the plexiglass. It's one 9.5 by 13, 50-page book with your images. 50 pages. That's huge, because you know how we all start at 20 sides. You get to choose the layout and the cover. It includes the 4x5 parent album or guest book, if you want to call it that. And it also includes a 12x16 calendar, an info pack, which is the book right here, the Graphis Studio info pack. And it also includes the suitcase. What?
For $200.
I'm like, I spend more than that on one sample album with Pictage, with Cornerstone.
Right. Now, when
and
you're
wait,
going,
wait, oh, there's more. But wait, there's more. They also sent me, where is it at? Here it is, in another envelope. As you can see, we're still going through everything. In this other envelope.
Oh, this thing, this deal is crazy.
And this is amazing, and I think this is what we're going to be doing, which is really just a whole other topic in terms of marketing. This particular promo piece that they included with all of this, when I place my first order and it is sent into them prior to September 30th of this year, I will receive, with my album that I pay for, 50, as in 50, 50 of these 4x5 guest books. And what we were talking about just a little while ago is we thought, what are we going to do with 50 of these things?
Yeah, I mean, 50 of the same wedding.
Yeah, 50 of the trip to London.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do with 50 of these things? So I came up with the idea to use these as business cards.
Perfect idea.
Take these
perfect
to the different venues in your area and hand them out to the coordinators there, the banquet managers. You know, when you're shooting a wedding, if it's in a place that you've never shot before, you know, and it's a place that you'd like to shoot again, and I think pretty much every place I've shot, I'd like to shoot again because I like to work.
Yeah.
You know?
And plus, there's some places that are just gorgeous where you'd be honored to be able to shoot there all the time.
You meet up with the coordinator, or maybe it's just a wedding coordinator you've never worked with before, and you say, hey, you know, I really liked working with you. Here's one of our sample books. You know, please give me a call. They will freak out.
Yeah.
You're giving them a sample book right there on the spot.
Right on the spot. It's one thing to say, yeah, I'm going to set up a meeting, but you're striking while the iron is hot. You've got business cards in your pocket. You've got this beautiful sample album that you can say, here you go. Take a look at this. Enjoy it. Let's talk on Monday.
Yeah.
Wow.
A business card may end up in the wash, may end up in the trash.
This beautiful album.
A four by five book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This thing is going to end up on someone's desk.
Yeah.
So I think this is a great idea. If you're interested in the albums, hook up with Graffa Studio. See if you can get this deal and get these 50 books and use them as marketing pieces.
Definitely.
I think that's huge.
Definitely.
Now, let's talk about sample albums and how people should use sample albums. Now, as we said, they sent this kit. It's called Jennifer and Michael, and it's a bunch of pictures. I don't think it's just from them. I think these are a bunch of different weddings from different places.
Yeah, there's different weddings in there. It just happens to be their cover.
If you're showing a potential client different albums, then this is okay. You can say, yeah, here's an example of an album. But if you're doing something like a bridal show, these really should be your pictures. Because that's when you're showing your work.
Yes, absolutely. If you're showing somebody else's work, that's okay, but they're going to potentially look at it like, why are you showing somebody else's work? Now, in this particular case, we do have an event coming up. I don't realistically think we're going to get our sample kit in time before the next event coming up at Knott's Berry Farm. So we're going to be introducing this to the people. We're going to be saying,
yeah, I think
this
we can replace that cover one, though.
No, this is laminated down.
It's laminated?
Yeah, it's totally mounted down onto the cover. But this is something where we can say, in this particular case, this is a new partner album company that we're going to be working with, unless Graffa Studio can get me my albums in time. You know, we're talking a month, so it's possible. It's entirely possible.
But that metallic print.
Oh, I love the metallic paper.
That's just blowing
me. It's stunning. And like Carrie was saying, the marketability effect of being able to hand somebody a book right there on the spot, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And, you know, I wish we would have had this when we first had our meetings with Lindsay and Leah.
Yeah,
The Double Knot twins. You know, when we first sat down and chatted with them, I would have loved to have been able to say, yeah, and here you go. Now, we have had recent instances where we've handed over to several people our full-size 10x10 leather-wrapped album.
It's expensive.
It gets very expensive doing that right on the spot. We even handed out a canvas print the other day.
Yeah.
We were having a meeting down in Laguna Beach, and the woman was just loving our canvas print. We said, okay, here, go ahead, hang it up in your studio. We'll be more than happy to have our piece hanging there. It's an honor to be able to do that.
Yeah. So that's we're kind of transitioning from talking about Graffa Studio into marketing.
Yes.
And talking about some of the ways you should go out and market. Now, we do a lot of different things.
We've tried it all, though.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. You got to keep trying different things and find out what works for you. What works for you may not work for someone else. What works for us may not work for you. You know, it really depends on where you live, where you're, you know, the clientele you're going
the
after.
The demographic, but yeah.
Everything is different for every person. So there's no surefire thing that we're going to tell you that is absolutely going to work. If we had the magic formula, we'd be rich.
Yep.
And we're not.
Nope.
So we're not perfect at it.
Nope.
We have our business and we're doing good, but you know, obviously we can give some general advice, but I don't think it's going to be absolutely specific perfect for everybody.
No.
So my first thing is think outside the box. You know, try things that other people aren't doing, because sometimes they're really affordable and you just never know what might click.
Totally. We just did one this past week. In fact, we just delivered it today. We wanted to do something totally, you know, unusual and out of the ordinary. And I live pretty close to the beach. We live, you know, not too far. And there's a local car wash that I really enjoy going to. And they just put up this huge wall, this huge bamboo wall, covering the power plant that's there in the parking lot. Makes sense. You want it to look nice. But then they also got smart, and they were having local vendors hanging, like, you know, 18 by 24 sized, little, you know, placards and things like that, little signage. And I thought, there isn't a photographer there. It's a local business. I love coming here. Why not? I'll help support the local businesses and we'll see how it goes.
You never know.
And I invested a little bit of money. We contacted a couple different printers, and what I wanted to do was 18 by 24, and I wanted to make a full color print and have it laminated and UV protected and all the other bells and whistles that go with it. Wound up going to Kinko's. Dude, Kinko's of all places. We dropped it off at midnight. They produced it overnight for us. Gorgeous. And it was $80.
Oh, that's not
It was amazing. We emailed them the file that we told them what we wanted to do. They put holes on the four corners of it. They put the metal corners on the holes. I went there this morning, talked to Rob over at Big Daddy's. He was ecstatic about it. He's rearranging the entire wall because he loved the print that we had done so much that he wants ours in the middle.
Yeah, that's something different. That's thinking outside the box.
Yeah, totally.
Because you never know what's going to hit. Now, we live in Southern California, and there is, I'm guessing, about 800,000 photographers here. So some things
yes.
that may work in other areas may not work very well here. Things like Google Ads. You know, Google Ads can be very expensive to run if you're using keywords like Southern California photographer, because everybody here is trying Google Ads.
Orange County wedding photographer.
Oh, Orange County weddings. Yeah, these huge keywords that, you know, cost me, you know, several dollars per click. You know, it gets expensive very quick. And because there's so much competition for those, the return on investment is next to nothing on them. I've been running that on Google Ads for a month without a single click. And I've got click-throughs, but I haven't got a phone call out of it. So, to me, that's not a good use of my money because of how it's working. It's not. So, I try something else, and we try something else, and we try these books, and we try car washes, and,
yep.
you know, who knows what it's going to be in your area. Now, if you are in an area that doesn't have a lot of competition, but you're trying to figure out how to get your name out there, Google Ads may be the ultimate marketing for you.
Exactly. And then there's also your local chamber of commerce. There's networking groups like BNI.
Business RBN.
RBN.
Yeah.
And I tried BNI for a year. I was VP for my particular chapter. But it just was, I felt it was a lot more work. It was, you know, every week. It was very disciplined. There for the meeting, 7 a.m. for a couple of hours. It can wear on you. You know, it's a lot of responsibility and you have to bring a lot to the table. That's not for everybody. But I gave it a shot. So I'll try it for a year. Why not?
You just don't know. The one thing is, think of marketing as a numbers game.
Yep.
The more people that you get your stuff in front of, the better your odds of getting some business. So where can you get in front of people that either other people aren't doing or that maybe you can do it better?
And that's big, like what you just said, where other people aren't doing. Because right now, you know, there's the Knot, there's the Wedding Channel, there's all this online presence. But the thing is that you might be competing against 300 other photographers, depending on your geographic location, of course. But in Southern California,
because that's why
it's crazy.
If you live in, you know, the backwoods of Iowa somewhere, and you're the only photographer for 500 miles, the Knot may be perfect for you.
Yeah.
Google Ads may be perfect for you.
Yep.
Here,
not so
because
much.
Of the competition, it's not so much.
No.
And they charge us a premium because of the competition.
Yeah, because of the location.
OrangeCountyWeddings.com, to be on their site is $2,400 a year. That means 100% of one job, it goes to pay for that ad.
Yeah.
So I have to pull four, five, six, you know, jobs out of that to really make it be worth it to advertise on there. I haven't seen it to be justified yet.
Well, there's one that I just chatted with this past week, and they want $4,900 for the year subscription, and it includes your information on the web, but it also includes one trade show. That's still a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. Trade show, you know, bridal shows can get expensive.
They really do. I spent a lot in the past 2 years.
So one thing I'm going to recommend, and this is going to lead into another discussion that we're going to have, is network with other people. And if you have some bridal shows in your area, try and network with a videographer or a wedding coordinator or a venue.
Or other photographers.
Or even other photographers and split the cost of that bridal show. Yep. See what you guys can pull off together, and maybe even offer a package deal that they get a video, DJ, and photographer. You know, you never know. Get a DJ to split a booth with you. If you can save some money on that and get your word out there, it's why not? You know, now you, David, you've got a nice big booth that's, you know, all covered, and we put big pictures up. And you know, when you go and do a trade, a bridal show, it really stands out from the crowd, where the other people may just have a table.
A table with, you know, a cardboard sign.
Again, that's thousands of dollars in investment to do something like that. To sometimes it doesn't pay off at all.
We've had those. Yeah, be quite honest. We've had a couple shows where you can hammer the brides only so much, and they will say no. And for us here in Southern California, it's a lot more fierce. I've done trade shows where there's a turnout of 150 brides, but one third of those 150 brides are photographers. And that's great. I mean, that's fabulous that they were able to all be there. But think of it in terms of, like you said, numbers. And I've had those shows, and we don't book anything. And it's a lot of time and money and effort on everybody's part, where there'll be three, sometimes four people that'll be running the booth, not all simultaneously, but we'll spend a good chunk of the day there. And then I'll be there all day. And there's the day commitment, which has a monetary value. There's the lead-up commitment, the tear-down commitment, and then the actual monetary investment to do the show.
Absolutely. They can get expensive. So if you can share that cost with either, you know, someone else, you know, DJ, wedding coordinator, videographer, whatever, go for it. What the heck? But I'm going to actually take this point a step further.
Yeah.
And tell you what happens here in Southern California with the people that we know. And I know that some of the big guys do this because I read about it in Pro Photography Magazine. Mike Colon and Chris Becker and Jessica Clare and
no,
some of those.
It's just Becker.
I'm sorry.
Becker. Actually, it's just two brackets with a lowercase B.
I mean, we tease.
No, but he's awesome, and if you do get a chance, check out his work.
Years ago, when they were all kind of getting started, they networked with each other and put together an online calendar so that they knew who was shooting on what dates, so that if they were booked, they could just turn that referral over to someone else, and together, they built a wedding industry in Southern California. Now, those are the really top-notch guys here. They charge thousands of dollars, lots of thousands of dollars, you know, $10,000, $12,000, $25,000 per wedding. And, you know, then they're kind of the next level down is people like ourselves who are charging a reasonable amount of money for the stuff. And then there's the bottom feeders from Craigslist, and we won't talk about them. But
but if you're one of them, we love you.
Yeah, sometimes. But what I'm going to say is do network with the photographers in your area. I mean, David and I, although we shoot together quite a bit, we also compete against each other in the same market. But we're still friends.
Hey.
He'll shoot for me if I need a second. I shoot for him if he needs a second. There's other people in this area. Today, on the way over to David's to record the podcast, I shot as a second for a ceremony for Jeremy over at Lucero Photography. He called me up yesterday. He's like, dude, they wanted a second photographer all of a sudden. You know, are you available? I'm like, absolutely. I'll be right there. You know, so, you know, you can think of it as competing against each other, but as you build your network of other photographers, you will get work out of it.
Well, and there's also the hardcore bottom line is you're shooting, period.
Yeah.
You've got to shoot. You've got to continually hone in on your craft. What's that very, very, very popular statement that we like to share with each other? Make today's shoot better than yesterday's. Shoot better than you did yesterday.
Yeah. Jerry Gionis said that in an interview. He said, I don't try and be the best. I try to be better than last week.
Yeah. And that's key.
That's a great attitude. Don't go in trying to be the hot shot and trying to just like be the ultimate photographer. Just keep getting better every time you go out. The more you go out, the better you get.
Yeah.
And shooting with other people is an amazing experience. I have shot with
several
people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You know, I don't know. I've lost count. You know, somewhere around 7, 8 different photographers as a second photographer for them. And every single one of them is different. They all have their own styles. They all have their own processes. They all do things a little differently. They all pose people differently. They all interact with people differently. And to get that experience is, it's priceless. I mean, it helped me. I mean, it was incalculable. I couldn't have taken a class and got as much out of working as a second photographer other people. Now, sometimes a second photographer is an assistant, and they don't want you to shoot, or they want you to just take a long lens and sit back in a corner and just take these really long shots. Others, they're like, I want you to have total creative freedom to do whatever you want and just make the shots. And so working with different people is interesting. Sometimes you got to put your ego away and just do what they want you to do. But more often than not, I would say when they ask for a second shooter, that they're asking for someone to act as another primary photographer,
yeah,
to get the shots, to take the creative freedom, and go from there. What's your take on that, David? I mean, I work with you, but I want it to come from you as to how you like working with seconds.
Oh, blank check. Period. Yeah, I do not give any direction whatsoever other than kick butt and be professional and really just absolutely do the best you can. But I really encourage the people that shoot with me to expand their own creative abilities, be able to use their own creative abilities, and just go for it. I don't have a set protocol like, here's my 7200 and this is all I want you to do. I just want you to be a voice-operated light stand. None of that. It's just, I want you to shoot. It's a developing process for the people that work with me as well. And it's perfect because, well, for me, it's perfect. I should say that because you get a chance to really grow as a photographer. And you get to grow as a person that deals with clients because you're there as one of us. You're there as a representative of Esquire Photography, and you are promoting the business, and it's an image. It's a brand. It's a way of life. It's a lifestyle.
Right. Now, I will say that we've shot together long enough that, you know, I kind of tend to give in a little bit on that, and I'll hold back, and I will take the periphery. I'll take the balcony. I'll take those really long shots, the big wide shots, where I know that David is going to be up close and personal, and I know he would like to have those shots, but because he needs to be right there where the ceremony action is, that he can't physically get there. So I know what he wants, and I can go and get those shots for him without him having to tell me to do it, and vice versa. If it was, you know, if I was the one who sold a wedding, he would do the exact same thing because he knows what I'm looking for. Now, that's just a synergy that comes with working with someone else for a long time. Now, today, I show up at this church. Jeremy comes over. I'm like, what do you want? He's like, can you get up on the balcony? I'm like, no, I already checked. It's locked. He goes, then do whatever you want. You know, get in the face, get up there, get on, whatever you need to do, get as creative as humanly possible, and just rock it. I'm like, all right, man. So it's great when people give you that freedom, but also when you're the second, you should be a little aware of that you should try and get some of the shots that the primary guy can't physically get to without leaving the ceremony and going to the other side of the lake and getting a shot across the lake coming in, or going up to the balcony where he'd be gone for 10 minutes trying to figure out how to get up the stairs. Those things can be very valuable because they're shots that he couldn't get anyway.
Well, and there's also people that are out there like Joe Busing, where Dennis Reggie, those guys, they would prefer to be the second shooter. There are people that like to do that, to where they may have a second shooter for the wedding, but that second shooter is going to be the person that gets all the primary shots because they don't want to have the, I don't want to say the responsibility, but they want to be able to open up on their creative freedom and get those different angles. So for everybody, it's different.
It is. It is. It's very different. But network with the other photographers in your area. You think you have nothing to lose, or you think you have something to lose, I should say,
yeah,
by doing it. And my take, and I think you're going to agree with me, David, is you only have something to gain.
Only something to gain, 100%.
Because what would I have done today had I not shot for Jeremy today?
You'd have been washing my car and mowing the lawn.
You know, I would have, well, actually, I would have been home playing Spore, but that's a whole nother issue. You know, and in fact, my Twitter, I actually said that. I'm like, so much for playing sport today. I got to go shoot a wedding. But I put money in my pocket.
Don't even get me started about Twitter.
You know, we won't go on Twitter.
Yeah, that's a whole other podcast on its own.
You know, but check it out. I think the point is that and David, you agree with me on this, right? You should network with the other people in your area, form those relationships, get to be friends with them, have a photography club, whatever you need to do, network with those people and get work from each other. Hire them to be your second. You know, they know what they're doing. It's better than just, I don't know, posting that on Craigslist for a second.
And not knowing what you're going
to
get.
Yeah. Get to know the people who are doing what you're doing and work with them and build the industry in your area. Have someone that you can refer to. You know, if David is double booked, you know, he's already got, say, October 19th booked. And he has another bride come in and she's like, oh, my wedding's on October 19th. He pulls up his iPhone, goes into Google Calendar, looks at my stuff, goes, oh, Carrie's free. He's like, hey, I'm going to have a photographer there. Don't worry about it. And he'll just sell it knowing that I was available and that he can book me for it.
Yep.
And vice versa. So it really pays to get those connections. Now, I'm not getting the full amount because he sold the job and he's going to do the processing. I'm just going to go out and shoot and then give him the images afterwards. But it would work the exact opposite. If I sold one and I was booked, I would just say, hey, well, David's available, so I'm just going to sell him. And I know him. I trust him. I've seen his work. I don't have to worry about it. From a marketing angle, I think we covered a lot of stuff on thinking outside the box.
Totally.
And networking with other people. I think that's pretty much a good show, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
So we will see you next week. This was Carrie Garrison with L7Studios.com.
And this is David Esquire with EsquirePhotography.com.
And we will see you next week. Don't forget to visit us in our new forums.
Yes, check out the forums. If you don't, well, then we're just going to put a hex on you.
Whoa. Alrighty. Bye-bye.